How can art enhance human understanding? Wordlessly, often. And there are hands-on ways, screening films and talking about them, playing music and using the occasion to share images, stories. These two tactics, at least, will be employed during the Seven Arts Stand in Honolulu. Syrian violinist Mariela Shaker discovered the violin at 10. She left Aleppo to study music in Illinois when she was 23. That's 4 years ago. Mariela, you say music was your life, and life was good before the Civil War.
I guess it was peaceful before 2011. I felt really safe before the war.
You know, how did people react when their comfortable lives started changing?
But what do you think we should do if we are stuck in the middle? No country is really willing to welcome us. People, they were protesting. People, they were what to do in such a situation. People, they were scared. People like me, students, going to universities to learn or going to music institute to teach. Just innocent people walking down the street, not knowing if I would finish the day or not, if they would be killed or not.
She sees her music as being the unifying force that, you know, transcends policy and politics, and it does inspire empathy.
Taylor Chang, director of the Doris Duke Theater, says Shaker's music is just one facet of the Seven Arts Stand. It's a project which selects and screens films that authentically represent the reality of Muslim lives. Fishing Without Nets, for example, reveals the daily grind Somali pirates experience.
It's emotional. When people come together, say in a theater, and have an experience as a collective, that collective experience is actually quite a democratic one.
Last Men in Aleppo follows the White Helmets, ordinary citizens who are the first to enter demolished areas to look for survivors.
The program is showcasing artists, filmmakers, musicians, performers who are unafraid to express themselves around the travel ban, Islamophobia, anti-Muslim discrimination.
On Saturday, Mariela Shaker will perform Franck's A Major Sonata with pianist Jonathan Korth and follow with photos, storytelling, and video from her home, Aleppo. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.